Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. You can tune in via the broadband stream, via the dial-up stream, whatever fits your internet connection. We've got one for you, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you. Johnson is sitting in here tonight for no reason beyond the fact that he was in the area and just wanted to come by and hang out in the studio.
Just watch the show.
Yes, and Manwich is here, of course, as always.
As I am.
And actually, it's quite convenient that you're here, Johnson, because earlier this week on the Monday night show, because you're normally here Monday nights as our third man on the show.
Yeah, and I've got to get my fix, because this Monday I'm not going to be here, you know?
That's right. Okay, good
People
point.
People have to get a little extra Johnson in this week.
Yes, because none of us are going to be here live on Monday. We are going to be doing a refeed of the show, a best of, a time warp, whatever you want to call it, on Monday night, because it is Labor Day. And we just can't get the board ops to come in and work for us. So, yeah, we're forced to take the day off. So live with it. But what we were talking about Monday is this gentleman by the name of Craig. Craig, his last name is Bourgeois, I believe. And he was on a train ride, an Amtrak ride.
Houston to Pensacola.
Right. And in the midst of this ride, he had to take a stop off at, I
train
think,
stop,
Nollings.
You know?
Yeah. And this was prior to the flooding and prior to the hurricane. During his stop, he's a big train fanatic, and so he's into trains. He probably has train sets at home. He started taking pictures of the train, and I believe we have Craig on the line right now. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, Craig, you described in your email that you were a 60-year-old, basically, what do you call yourself, a train freak, train fanatic? How do you describe yourself?
I'm not on the extreme end, actually. Maybe a couple of times a month, you know, I do some train photography, and I take Trains Magazine, Railfan Magazine. I have some books. And
Do you have a track running through your house?
No, I don't have a train set or a track.
Okay.
I'm actually, my biggest interest, I'm on the board of Houston Audubon Society, and I'm real involved with work with them and a number of other interests. That's one of the reasons I retired in January. There were too many things that interested me besides work, but yes, I am a big train person.
Excellent. So you were stopped off in Nollins, Louisiana, prior to the flooding.
Yes.
And you were at the stop. You had your digital camera with you.
That's now, correct.
What did you do?
Well, first of all, let me say what happened to me compared to, you know, the tragedy in New Orleans is insignificant, and I want to make that real clear, although it is significant. At some point, it will become significant again. But
it is significant to your life.
To my life, being I'd never been in jail before, and I spent a day and a half in one of the worst jails in the country.
You don't think there's any chance, Craig, that God's punishing them?
No. I would never
say being
that.
Mean to Craig?
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe you'd even suggest that.
People always have some reason why disasters happen.
Well, there are a lot of people that think New Orleans, you know, is like Sodom and Gomorrah, but I'm not one of them. It's a great city, and I lived there for 2 years, and I love the place a lot.
Yeah, it's a neat place. I've been there myself.
It made worse, you know, on me that this happened there, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I got out, and I was taking photographs with my digital camera, and, you know, I was first to approached by a couple of female employees, Amtrak, who were driving by in their automobile, SUV, whatever, leaving at the time, but I saw them later. And I just told them I was taking pictures, and of course they were the only people in this whole scenario that really tried to be helpful, but I didn't realize it at the time, because they said, you better watch out for the Amtrak police. And that didn't even register with me, because I couldn't.
You thought they were just playing with you. Yeah, sounds ridiculous.
I really did. In fact, I joked with them. I said, well, hey, you know, I walked over to the SUV and kind of talked to them. And I said, you know, maybe they'll beat me up and I can file a big lawsuit. You know, I was kind of laughing, you know. I mean, of course, it's a ridiculous idea. They'd have to be kidding about that.
Right. All you were doing was taking pictures of trains.
Yeah, just taking pictures. There's no sign that says you can't be there, and there's no sign that says you can't take photographs. And so I walked a little further down. There was a switcher there, very nice Amtrak switcher, the kind that makes us train people want to take a photograph. And
that's when you say switcher, you mean the track switcher. It moves from one track to another?
No, a locomotive that's used to, that works in the yard, to move around cars and move around engines. You know, it's versus the Genesis 2 engines that are, for the most part, the ones used on the Sunset Limited line to to pull the train. You know, this is a switcher, a yard locomotive.
I gotcha.
And so there was a young guy there. He wasn't in any kind of uniform, but he had a two-way radio, and he obviously worked for Amtrak or for the facility. And he asked me what I was doing. I guess the whole rail fan, rail photography thing must be just a very esoteric thing to a lot of people in this country, because nobody seems to know. A lot of people don't seem to know what it's all about. So
you would think they would encounter people like you all the time.
You would. I'm very surprised, because there's a lot of stuff that you would want to photograph at Union Station. It's a neat place. And I just simply explained to him what I was doing. And at that point, I really only wanted to go a little further down and take a couple of more photographs. They were actually gassing up the lead engine of Sunset Limited down there, and I kind of wanted to take a photo of that. And I asked him permission, and he said, well, I tell you, let me get somebody to accompany you down there and get their permission first, you know. And so I just kind of stood around. By then, the two other employees, the two women, showed up. And we just stood around, and we were talking, and I was just waiting. I wasn't actually sure it was an Amtrak policeman that was on the way. I just figured somebody was going to come, and they were going to say yes or no.
Right.
And they
said
no, I was going to go back to the train. I mean, it was no big deal. And funny, this came up later. While I was standing there, two A-10s flew over. I don't know what they were doing flying over New Orleans exactly, but, they were pretty low, and I photographed them.
Right.
And So
there was no tension between you and the three employees that you had yet encountered at this point?
Not at all. No, there was no confrontation, no threatening. There was no belligerent activity on my part. Nothing.
Now, was the male employee, though? You did say in your post that the male employee asked you what you photographed the A-10s for. Was that?
No, that was the policeman that later arrested me.
That's coming later.
After he arrested me, he forced me to turn on my digital camera, and he went through there and erased a number of the images.
Okay. Which is just craziness.
That's a big deal. I mean, that's like reaching into your camera and pulling the film out.
Reset, though. I want to get back to this. You were just kind of hanging out with the employees at this point, awaiting
I mean, I had zero inkling of any kind that there was any chance that I would get arrested for anything, because I wasn't doing anything.
So then what happens? When the cop rolled up on the scene?
He shows up, and he drives up, and he comes out of the car obviously highly agitated. I don't know, in thinking back on it, I don't know what maybe one of these other employees might have told him over the phone, but he came out of the car highly agitated, and he approached me in a very belligerent way, you know, and he wanted to know what I was doing. He wanted why I was there, and didn't I know this was, he was reading me the riot act, so many words. Mm-hmm. And he said, didn't you know this is private property and blah, blah, blah. And so I never was ugly or anything. And the only thing I said after he finished talking was, just like I'm saying it now, I said, well, you know, in a way, you probably could consider this public property. Because I said, if it's Amtrak property, of course, Amtrak's the taxpayer supported thing.
Yeah, and that's a fair argument, but clearly he didn't care about that.
Not necessarily good when he was with the police.
He was not interested in that to dialogue on that subject.
How soon after you said that did the handcuffs come out?
Immediately. He immediately said, "Turn around."
Yeah,
and handcuffed me, and then brought me over to their little office, which is down the platform some distance from the terminal.
Now Johnson the cynic, he thinks that he seems to think that you could have gotten out of this by simply walking away from the situation. Well, do you have that impression?
Oh, let me tell you what. No, I couldn't.
I've got some questions.
Craig, can you hang on? Craig, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, great, because we're going to hang on to you. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Craig here, he's a 60-year-old man. He was arrested by the cops for allegedly trespassing, although there was no signage saying that he couldn't be where he was. He was taking pictures of trains. Is that a terrorist act? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There's an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, send in, anything goes. Whether it be political or personal. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, over 41,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 770 people interacting there. Be sure you go and enjoy it, because it's free at freetalklive.com. We're on the phone with Mr. Craig Bourgeois, and he is from, I think you're from Houston. Is that right, Craig?
I live here now. I've been here for the last 10 years. I was born and reared in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I live really the majority of my life in Louisiana.
Well, you were on a train ride, and you're a big train fan. You like taking photographs of things that are train-related. And you were stopped off in Nolens. This was prior to the tragedy, prior to the flooding.
Right.
This was just a personal tragedy on your account, Craig.
Yes.
While you were stopped at this layover, you were out and about taking pictures of the trains and
right.
some of the related equipment.
Yes.
During this period, there were a couple of employees that said, hey, you better watch out for the train cops. And you basically kind of shrugged it off, like you figured they were joking or something. And you kind of went on about taking more pictures. Another employee said, hey, I need to get somebody to accompany you beyond this point. And so at that point, you stopped and you waited for this person who was supposed to accompany you to arrive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then the person who arrived turned out to be a federal police officer in the form of the Amtrak police.
That's correct.
As you describe it, this guy got out of his car looking to make an arrest. He was...
No question. Yeah, I think he would have arrested me no matter what I said or did. I really do, if I hadn't said anything.
To be fair, you're 60 years old. You've gone through your whole life. You've never really had any encounters like this with the cops up until this point, correct?
Absolutely not. And let me say this, too. This is one of many of these incidents with rail fans that have occurred around the country. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Hmm.
And this is one of the reasons why the two big rail fan magazines, Trains and Railroad and Rail Fan, are both covering this and very interested in it.
So you're not the only person then that this has happened.
Oh, it's happened before. The incident that has gotten the most publicity to date was two rail photographers who were arrested in Chicago taking pictures of Metra trains. Jeez. And the cop. You know, a lot of these police are just making it up as they go along. They said it was against the law what they were doing, and of course they had egg on their face the next day because they had to admit that they were wrong. And
right.
and Metra came out with a public statement saying that anyone can stand on public property and take pictures of their trains anytime they want to.
Yeah.
And there have been a number of them. One recently, FBI showed up at a man's house in Syracuse, New York. I don't know if he lived in Syracuse, but they showed up at his house to ask him why he was taking photos of the Amtrak station in Syracuse.
Jeez.
And there's been a bunch of these incidents, and the rail fan magazines and the websites are just up in arms. I mean, I was told by the reporter for Trains magazine that I spoke to, I've spoken to him twice at length,
mm-hmm.
that this had hit a lot of the railfan websites, and that people were literally up in arms that they were like wanting to farm lynching parties. You know, they were ready to go get this guy.
Well, they should be angry.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Well, you know, the thing is, I'm a good red-blooded patriotic American, and like everybody else, you know, you grew up in this country, and you really don't believe that you can be wrongfully arrested.
Yeah,
believe that if you don't do anything wrong,
you don't think it could happen to you. And
right, you don't think it can happen to you, right.
Right. Now, when the cop approached you and said, you're trespassing, and you kind of came back with the response, again, you don't have any experience dealing with cops, so it's understandable that you didn't know what
right.
to do. But in your case, you basically said, well, this could be considered public property. In the
yeah.
case of a cop, when a cop comes and approaches you and says, you're trespassing, it doesn't matter what you say back to him, he thinks you're trespassing. So you really can't reason him away from that particular approach.
Oh,
but
no,
Johnson wanted to
all he had to do at that point was say, you just got to go. You got to leave. You got to
right.
leave.
I want to present you with a scenario. I want to ask you what you think would have happened.
Uh-huh.
Instead of if you had not made the comment about the public property, if when the officer came up and asked you what you were doing, if
uh-huh.
you had said, look, officer, these fine Amtrak employees right here, they were having me wait for someone to escort me to be able to take some pictures of some trains.
Yes.
Now, if I'm not allowed to do that, I'll leave, no problem. I'm not trying to trespass on anyone's property. I just wanted to know if I could take any pictures here and
yeah.
if someone could escort me.
Well, now, yeah, in fairness, it's certainly possible that things would have played out differently. But the interesting thing to me was he kept repeating the same phrase almost from the minute he handcuffed me.
What was that phrase?
Which was, you're going to jail.
Hmm.
A number of times he repeated that. You're going to jail. You know, when I was... You know, just literally begging him not to arrest me because, you know, I was still, I was only halfway to where I was going.
Yeah, you had a destination.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was literally begging the guy and, you know, he kept saying, no, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. I mean, he was determined, to take me down to the Orleans Parish Prison. I don't know. Maybe he had never had the opportunity to arrest anybody and take him down there before.
Yeah, the Amtrak cop, right?
Maybe that was exciting for him. I don't know, but he's an Amtrak policeman, and he was seemed pretty determined, and
you ended up being arrested and charged with what was it? Criminal trespass.
Criminal trespass, which I found out later in the holding cell from talking to some of my colleagues in the holding cell.
Colleagues
is a common charge that New Orleans police use to arrest people when they kind of really want to arrest you, but they really can't think of a reason.
I see. You're
and
trespassing.
So, yeah, criminal trespass. That's the kind, and there were a number of other people in there charged with criminal trespass, and from I don't know where what the circumstances were, but they weren't any happier about being in there than me.
Now I don't really want to. I mean, we could focus on the jail experience. It wasn't positive.
Yeah,
you were in there for
that
about,
has nothing to do with Amtrak. Of
you
course.
Were in there for about 36 hours. Somebody took your wallet at some point.
Well, this was the problem. The Amtrak officer, in violation, I found out later, and I don't want to say how I know that because I don't want to give anybody up. You know
sure.
that gave me the facts, but. Total violation of procedure, and I was unaware of it too because I couldn't see what was going on. He took my wallet, which had my debit card and my cash in it. He took my kept my camera, and also the knife, the pocket knife that I had, which the jailers took out of my pocket. He took that. He took it all back to the Amtrak station and put it back in my bags. It was all in there when I got my bag back.
But that didn't do you any good when the cops gave you the chance to bail yourself out.
Exactly. 11 o'clock Saturday morning, I got the first real opportunity to bail myself out, and I had no means to do so because I had no money. And also, what I had run into earlier, and let me just give everybody a tip who has any plans to go to jail. Carry a picture ID with you at all times because... What I do is my driver's license, my picture ID, and my credit cards are all in what I call my big wallet, which I, when I'm here in Houston or traveling, it's in the car in the center compartment, and when I'm traveling, it's in my suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And I never carry that on me.
Right.
One thing, it's just too big and bulky. And
yeah, you just have the essentials in a smaller
wallet.
Right.
And so I had no picture ID, which means I had to be put through a nationwide fingerprint database.
Right. I mean, look at this. Now that he's had his first experience with the police, he's telling everyone they need to carry the papers.
Absolutely. Carry your...
well...
Yeah,
Craig,
well,
I didn't realize any of that.
I didn't know that that was such a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Craig, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to bring you back for just a little bit more. 800-259-9231. He is an innocent man who was victimized by the police in this case, and, you know, we stand behind him. We want to come back. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. Also coming up, Anarchy and Chaos. Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ever heard it's older than the hills and wonder just how old that was? I'm not an expert in geography, but when we come back, I'll take you on some fantastic over-the-hill road trips in veteran, vintage, and classic cars.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Huh?
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
Old may refer to hills, but cars are classified as veteran, vintage, and classic. Veteran vehicles were built before 1904, like the 1903 Winton Touring Car, driven by Dr. Nelson Jackson and his mechanic from San Francisco to New York City. Vintage cars were manufactured between 1904 and 1931, like the 33 DeSoto, navigated by Harry Hartz backward cross-country as a Chrysler engineering experiment. Classic beauties are those at least 20 years old, like the station wagon piloted from Chicago to Wally World by Clark Griswold in the 1983 movie Vacation. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So if you miss a moment, you can always get it for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number 6 and click on a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, they'll take you a month's worth of the show. All of it is on the house at freetalklive.com.
Today, over 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays. Tomorrow, another 740,000 people will be celebrating theirs. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, I know an 800 number that you can call. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Well, it's 1-800-Flowers. They have the freshest flowers and so much more. Use code FTL. That's important. FTL at checkout. Save 10%. Good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and much more. Call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com. Your floor is a choice.
I'd like to say that we've already had a positive review on 1-800-Flowers.com.
Oh, good.
Somebody had, when they first started their sponsorship, there was some switch that hadn't been flipped, so the FTL code wasn't working right.
Right.
And one of our listeners placed an order and wasn't able to get the code working, so he simply emailed 1-800-Flowers, said, "Hey, code's not working. I heard about you on Free Talk Live," and apparently customer service has been taking care of him, and he was really impressed.
Just like that, he got taken care of.
Yeah. So
we need to do them the favor and memorize their copy.
We'll get to it. 1-800
like four of them.
1-800-Flowers.com. All right, so we've got Craig Bourgeois on the line. He is from Houston. He's a traveler on trains very frequently. He's retired. He's in his early 60s. I think you're 60 years old, Craig.
Yep, 60 years.
And you were a pharmaceutical salesman by trade. You've got, I think, 3 grown sons at this point. You went through your entire life, all 60 years of it, not having any negative encounters with the police. Until recently.
That's correct.
Where you were at a train station in New Orleans. This is prior to the hurricane.
Yes.
And at this train station, you had your digital camera. You were at a layover, so you had some time to kill. You started taking pictures of the trains.
Correct.
At one point, a cop arrived, arrested you for allegedly trespassing, even though there was no trespassing signs around to warn you of the fact that you were allegedly trespassing. The cop took you to jail. You ended up sitting in jail for about 36 hours before you finally were able to find someone to come bail you out. What was the bail on this criminal trespass charge?
$300, which, of course, I could have easily come up with.
If you'd had your wallet.
If I had my wallet, that's
But they
correct.
Took your wallet from you, so you couldn't even bail yourself out. Luckily, you were able to I think, call a family member
yes.
to come and bail you out. Now, are you going to be fighting this charge?
Yes, I will be. And, of course, the current situation in New Orleans is going to mean that it's going to take a long time to resolve it there. But I have filed an official complaint through my congressman as well, and they will file it. My congressman will file a complaint through the Department of Transportation.
So you are not going to plead guilty in this case?
Oh, no. I've already pled. My cousin's husband, they're both attorneys, which was convenient. He went down to the courthouse with me at 8. My arraignment date was 8 a.m. on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we went down there, and of course, it was nice having him there because I only was in there about 35 minutes, and I entered my not guilty plea, and he actually said that he had
very serious doubts that this would ever be tried. He said, I doubt the DA will even accept the charges. And he said, give me about 30 days and I can probably get the whole thing dropped.
You know, you're probably right about that. And it ties into something that we talk about here on Free Talk Live a lot. There are a lot of really stupid laws out there in this land. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that in most cases, the cops have a very shoddy case against people.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
If they were to just go with not guilty as opposed to pleading out and being scared, because that's what they do. They're supposed to be scary. They're supposed to be authoritative and come down hard on people and make them afraid. Oh, if you don't take this plea bargain, you might face 5 years in jail for that criminal trespass charge, Craig. And so they scare people into taking it, and we encourage people to go for not guilty because, like you're saying, once the DA looks at the information and says, well, all we've got is we've got very little to go on here, this guy's going to fight us, maybe we should just throw it out. I mean, it's possible that could happen. And either way, you are willing to go to court to fight for your freedoms, Craig.
Well,
and
I am, but like I say, that even if it's thrown out, that doesn't resolve anything. And see, already Amtrak is saying that they're going with I have not seen the report the officer filed, but the reporter at Trains Magazine did. They faxed it to him. And the cop was describing me as acting in a belligerent manner, which, of course, is totally untrue. And so,
did it all happen in front of those three employees?
Yes,
have witnesses?
Did. See, basically, it's one of those he said deals. You know, I said it's my word against his, but where I actually think I have a major leg up in this situation is you've got three other people who were standing there.
Right.
Now, if you get, even if the cop and those three Amtrak employees huddle and they get their story together.
Well, I sure hope they don't.
You know as well as I do, if each of those people is talked to individually, they're going to get, they're three different, at least two or three different stories are going to come out of that.
Well, what I'd like you to do, Craig, is keep us in mind. Don't forget about Free Talk Live.
I won't.
And shoot me an email whenever something happens in your case, you know, whatever the next step is.
As soon as something happens, I will let you know. And it's, like I say, I think this thing's going to go on for a long, long time. And I hate to think it's going to wind up in the civil courts, but that's probably where it's going to wind up because I don't think I can get any action any other way.
Well, we support you, Craig, and we're behind you. We want to give you as much coverage as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Because
good luck, Craig.
We support innocent people that have been victimized by the system. We got somebody on the line that has a question for you.
Yeah.
So, Clayton in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich, and you're on with Craig.
Yes. Have you read the Patriot Act 2, Section 802 of that bill?
Geez, who would?
I have not read Section 802 of the Patriot Act.
Okay, it's definition of domestic terrorism. The term domestic terrorism means activities that involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state.
Yes.
Or B, appear to be intended. Now, see, the thing is that even the smallest misdemeanor, you know, like at a public protest, throwing an egg,
would
be considered an act of terrorism.
Right. It's just way too broad.
Yeah, that's very frightening, Clayton. Anything else on your mind?
That's it.
Well, then one other thing that's not pertaining to this, but, you know, with the loss of fuel production down south in the Gulf, now, with that entire coast decimated and all those gas stations gone, why should there be a problem with getting fuel? Because that 10% would be gone, wouldn't it?
Yeah. There are a lot of things that you could raise questions about concerning everything surrounding this situation in New Orleans. This is a whole different subject from what happened to me. But
hey, it's Craig's show. Clayton, thanks for the call. We appreciate
right, yep.
it, man. And Craig, thank you for coming on tonight, man. I'm sorry we couldn't get together with you last night. I'm glad you were here.
Fault. That was my fault. I thought I had your phone number, and I didn't.
Well, that's okay. And again, keep in touch with us. Let us know what happens. We will follow your case as long as you keep in touch with us. Craig, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night. 800-259-9231. Coming up, let's talk about price gouging and anarchy in the face of the Hurricane Katrina. Of course, everybody's talking about it. But they don't talk about it from the pro-freedom, pro-liberty perspective, and we'll tell you why price gouging actually can be a good thing. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. So the lesson that we've learned tonight is if you like taking pictures of trains, take pictures of industrial trains.
Yeah. I guess, and get permission from the cops around there first.
Yeah. Normally I say ask forgiveness instead of permission, but if the cops are nearby, probably a good idea to ask their permission if they're, you know, nearby.
Sounds like, it looks like they're just going crazy with the, arresting people at train yards. Apparently this wasn't the only isolated incident.
I guess not, yeah. According to Craig, we spoke with earlier.
So I want to let you know, there's a new Shriner.
Yes, there is.
No. There's a new Shriner today. Go and check out the Shrine.
Go and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
We were going to talk about anarchy right now, right?
Yes, apparently we were.
Oh, somebody's been editing my website, huh?
So, well, all I'm telling you is apparently on Free Talk Live we have a new Shriner. It's Woe Manwich. Woman Witch. Woman Witch is, well, a guy dressed up like a girl.
Uh-huh.
And
it's you.
Yeah, well, it is me, yes. Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's me, with a wig on and a dress.
When did you do this?
What are you talking about?
It must have been sometime between now and yesterday.
Well, I'm a tricky guy.
Don't you have a job to be taken care of during the daytime?
It only took me 10 minutes.
So you found yourself a wig, and got all dressed up like a lady.
Well, I just put a shawl over my shoulders. It's right. It's just a picture, you know.
And then somebody photographed you and put you up on my shrine of female listeners.
Well, I'm just as qualified.
Look at him, my shrine.
I'm just as qualified to be up there as Beverly.
You're not the editor.
Belinda.
Bridget.
Belinda. Bridget. Whatever.
Okay, so now you're going to bring up the controversy over Bridget.
Right.
She is our first and only transgendered shriner. And I had added her to the shrine. You took offense to
now
it.
Now, what is a transgendered person?
She is somebody who was born a male who full-on believes that that she is actually a she.
Now, so for that moment while you were dressed like the woman, did you believe?
I felt sensual. I felt like I'd never felt before.
Uh-huh.
I am truly a woman.
Well, you're very funny. And that's a very funny-looking picture. If you want to go see it, go to freetalklive.com. Yeah, I wasn't ready for this, man, which you kind of sprung it on me, because we actually had
absolutely
it.
Did.
This issue turned into one of those Free Talk Live issues that's totally an apolitical thing that people responded to big time. We were talking about it last night. The question, of course, is, should Bridget be allowed on the shrine? I have already put her on the shrine, but the question is, should she be allowed to stay? Because she really is a man biologically. However, she fully believes mentally that she is indeed a woman. She acts and dresses and basically is a woman. In fact, our board operator couldn't even tell who she was. I mean, he was looking at the page at the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, if you go to the shrine, you can obviously tell who the man is. It's you up in the top left.
What?
But we've actually put up a poll on our website. In fact, I pointed a new URL to it. So if you want to go vote, it's been probably our most popular poll in a long time so far. If you just want to go to poll.freetalklive.com, you can go and vote, as long as you have a BBS account, which is, of course, totally free, as to whether or not you think we should take Bridget's picture off the shrine. So far,
yeah.
Most people have voted to keep her on the shrine. And as a matter of fact, we've gotten emails from various different Shriners and other listeners. And of course, everybody, it's a close poll. It's like 60-40 at this point. People feel really strongly about this particular issue.
But the fact is, Bridget, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Bridget is not a woman, right?
No, she's not.
Okay.
By now,
Bridget,
biological definition.
You won't allow a shrine of male listeners either, which has been requested by female listeners over and over and over
is
again.
Is not interesting at all, a shrine of male listeners.
No, the female listeners have not been requesting that. It's certain male listeners that have asked about it.
There have been female listeners I know that have requested it. I know that for a fact because I've heard them and I've known they're female because some of them I've known in person.
Well, anybody that wants a shrine of male listeners can go build their own, and we'll be happy to link to
and
it.
That's my point. There should be a shrine of transgendered listeners at some other spot, and, you know, leave the shrine of female listeners to females.
Well, here's what Mary Jo has to say about it. She says, okay, guys, you're starting to sound like the government. This guy has done everything to look like and be a woman. Let him stay on the shrine. Who cares? Who's he really hurting? He looks like a lady, and he met your validation requirements. Come on, libertarians. Live and let live, from Mary Jo. Patrice says, I'm a woman, and due to medical problems when I was a child, I've never had a period. I'd say keep Bridget. From Patrice, both of these.
Well,
ladies.
Chemical Gal here says, I wouldn't mind a guy's special section. Girls like to see guys just like guys like to see girls.
Nah,
she could have a picture in both places. See, now, well, you can make an executive decision there.
Yes,
the point is, this is nuts.
You know,
it makes no sense.
One of our internet affiliates, Rant Radio, they have a listener gallery that is both male and female.
Good for them.
It is like an open gallery. The reason why I bring it up is because it actually closely resembles our own shrine, but it is multiple, you know, there are multiple genders there.
Well, that's wonderful. Here's another one from Zoe, who is also a Shriner. And by the way, she says, hi, Manwich and Ian. I just wanted to send a quick email after hearing your broadcast about Bridget to say it wasn't I who sent the original email. You were convinced that Zoe, the koala girl from the shrine,
yes,
was the one who sent you the email yesterday about this.
It was
not. In fact, Zoe, who is on the shrine, the woman that sent you the email, we don't know who she is. Zoe says, I personally don't have an opinion on the matter, and until it was brought up, I wouldn't have even guessed Bridget was anyone other than a female. Keep up the great work. I've been enjoying your shows recently. And that's another good point, Manwich. Bridget deserves some credit for having the courage to come out about, you know, to be outward about the fact that she is transgendered. Because if she had just sent her picture in as though she was a regular, validated Lady Shriner, none of us would have ever known the difference.
Probably true.
All right, we're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. If you want to go and vote in this poll, check it out at poll.freetalklive.com. That's poll.freetalklive.com. I'm not going to make any decision until at least sometime this weekend as to whether or not to remove her or not. This is your show. It's
good,
Free Talk
Live. You better not remove me either.
More coming up.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can talk about anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Johnson joining us unusually on this Thursday night, and I'm not even sure if you're going to stay
for
the whole
show. Yeah, I'm
probably
going to be back. I'm going to probably just bail this hour.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Shrine of Female Listeners, and a controversy has erupted over the past, 48 hours. We talked about this last night. Manwich, you are objecting to one of our newest Shriners. Her name is Bridget, and she's not really a she, although she would argue that she is indeed a she.
Yeah,
she
I really just like wanted to be here to see the look on your face, but it was convenient that we
yes,
had the train guy on.
We conspired against Dylan. Ian, give me a high five here.
So if you want to see what Manwich looks like in drag, now's your chance to go to freetalklive.com.
Get that picture down.
Go to freetalk.
It was just supposed to be for a segment.
Somebody send it to his boss at the magazine.
That and the picture of him and his forelock.
So much for my political career.
Maybe we could promise to get Manwich in even more drag if we get to 100.
You think Bill Clinton could have got elected with a picture like this floating around the evening news?
I don't know. I don't know. You're not running for office.
No, I don't think there's much chance of that.
Anyway, if you want to see Manwich in drag, you can go to freetalklive.com. But you put it up there to make a point, and your point is that you don't think it's appropriate to have somebody who's transgendered on the shrine of female listeners. And I think that, well, let's see what the person in question has to say for herself. This is from Bridget. She is one of our newest Shriners at freetalklive.com. And you can vote, by the way, on this at poll.freetalklive.com. She says, why Manwich is wrong on transgendered people? She says, I'd like to say how cute the joke of the surgical chicken man Manwich was. Let's be clear on a few points where you get it wrong, and even how the woman defending you on tonight's email is wrong. First, periods and genital plumbing don't make girls. Simple fact is that there's a significant...
This coming from a man.
The significant minority of women that come under a cluster of physical and genetic deviations that would, in your book, make them less womanly. There are women born with ambiguous genitals that usually get turned into men by doctors before they ever turn a year in age. There are also women that are born with XO chromosomes, which is also known as Turner's syndrome. And that means they usually can't have children and will usually die by their teenage years. There are also XXY individuals that look and definitely act female. Some even have female gonadal ovarian tissue at times and also have the features of both male and female of the species, mm-hmm. traces of facial hair and breast development. According to you, an XXY individual isn't a female, yet such types do have two X chromosomes as you require, but yet have one Y to produce a pronunciation of masculine features.
I say we let them in.
Okay.
They have two X chromosomes.
And there are women.
My criteria.
And there are women born with the inability to have periods.
The Y chromosome is what fits your criteria.
Usually due to cancer or other diseases.
The Y chromosome is really just an aphorism for something else, by the way.
Some may even have menopause in their 20s, thus losing all female reproduction. The whole point of this is that womanhood isn't always what you are born with, but rather other things as well. She says, secondly, a woman isn't the same as being a woman. Womanhood isn't the same as being female. Being female or male is a standard for human reproduction, but being a woman or man has no biological bearing. She says, for instance, a female can be as manly as Tom Arnold, yet push out babies like a Ford car factory, cuss worse than a sailor, and be the boss at home, work, and the bedroom. Does this make her a man or a woman? According to you, Manwich, she's a woman because you append woman to the sex that we call female. So, anyway, she goes on to basically say that... she believes she's a woman, and I have respect for that. And she had enough courage to send her picture in as though she was a woman, but she was honest with us about her not being that way. So I think she should stay, but if you want to vote, go to poll.freetalklive.com. More coming up, Hour 2 on the way.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...